In today's specialty crop news, honeybee diets have changed over the years with farming practices, and experts say those feeding habits are causing bees to be unhealthy. Honeybees need a variety of different pollens to keep them healthy. UC Davis Extension apiculturist emeritus Eric Musson says with all the problems facing bees, they need to be as healthy as possible.
In order for bees to be really healthy, be as robust as they can be and fight off diseases and fight off toxic exposure and that sort of thing, they really have to be well nourished, just like you and I do. And for bees, being well nourished means that they had an opportunity to find different pollens from different flowering plants. Combine all those nutrients together, and then you have your healthiest bee. Some of commercial agriculture now has become rather large monocultures. And so although bees can get some food from a number of those crops, it's restricted their diet down to like one or two things at a time. That's not enough to keep the diet robust. So we have basically malnourished bees in many of our boxes now. And that means they're more susceptible to being parasitized by varroa, particularly since varroa is a vector of diseases, the virus diseases in particular, the RNA viruses. There's a whole slew of them.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.